Our Lord speaks of the mustard seed, that is the smallest of all seeds, and yet grows into the largest of bushes in which the birds of the sky build their nests. He is speaking to them in this mysterious form of which the evangelist St. Matthew speaks at the very end when he says, "All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said by the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what was lain hidden from the foundation of the world." And elsewhere, we're told by the evangelist that he did that so that those who were seeking would not understand and those who were hearing would not perceive. Not meaning that our Lord didn't want them to get the point. It was that these things had to be expressed in mysterious ways because they were the objects of faith. In other words, Jesus was God who was revealing the truth that would set us free, that would save us. And the only way to get at the heart of it, the only way to understand anything at all, was to humble oneself. So at the very first instant that we see and hear Jesus, he is asking us to humble ourselves, to bow before the mystery and to trust him, to realize that he is the source, that without him we can do nothing, and that it's absolutely essential that we come to him as beggars and as people in need and open ourselves up to his truth and to his influence. And in the act of humility, everything does open up. Everything is made clear. This particular parable that our Lord tells today is really about this fact that unless we humble ourselves before the mystery, nothing happens. And yet, if we do humble ourselves before the mystery, then everything opens up. Because the faith is a small thing. When we see it, we don't understand it initially. And it doesn't, perhaps, for the worldly minded, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Because it operates on a different plane, and for people who are in love with the things of this world, it doesn't answer their questions immediately, and so it seems like a very small thing that won't do very much, and yet that's the challenge for us to come in front of the Word of God, and recognize it for what it is on God's terms. We have to trust the Lord that He knows what He's doing. But if we do humble ourselves before the mystery, then it becomes, the faith becomes the answer, of course, to everything. Everything is resolved in the following of Christ, so much so that our Lord will say to us, "Seek you first the kingdom of God, and then everything else will be added to you." So today, as we celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, which is really the mystery of faith, We know that what we receive in the truth that comes from Christ and His Church is really like that yeast, which is mixed into the three measures of flour until it has leavened the whole batch. It's a tiny thing, and yet it's worked into our lives in such a way that it answers our questions. Our Blessed Mother is the woman who makes the bread. She is the one who bakes the bread. She is the one who has that yeast of faith that she wishes to work into our hearts and into our minds. If there are areas in our life where we don't have answers, if sometimes we're questioning God about the way our life is going, if sometimes even we have a difficulty with the faith, are tempted to doubt, then we need to turn to the Blessed Mother and ask her for the grace of humility. Because where we need it more than anywhere else is in our minds. Where people go astray from God is when they cling to their opinions, cling to their own will, cling to the things that they think are precious when God thinks they are not. It's in our minds that we need to be mortified more than anywhere else. And that is what faith is for. And so we ask the Blessed Mother to help us make that fundamental and most basic act of humility, which is the act of faith that opens up to us the vistas of heaven and all the truth of God.